Glory be to God in the highest heavens. Yes, Lord, you are awesome. It's another time to go deep into the perfect law of liberty. The perfect law of liberty is also known as the Word of God. So tonight, we will be going into the Word. We will be studying the Word. And we have an interesting title to look at tonight. And the title is very simple. We are going to title it, The Power of Asking in Prayers. The Power of Asking in Prayers. Let us pray. And we are going to ask the Lord in prayers. We pray in the name of Jesus and ask in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus. As we have gathered together in your name, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, let your will be done tonight and let your will be revealed to every one of us. There are questions in the hearts of people. There are situations we are going through. There are circumstances we are in. There are people watching right now who are confused or who need direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you give direction. Speak. Let your will be known. And Father, let us understand the power of asking you. Because you said, through your Son, the Lord Jesus, that we should ask. And whatever we ask, you said, you will do to us and for us. For this, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, one of the powers of asking. Let's see our anchor scripture to start with. So come with me tonight to the book of John. John and chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. John chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. John chapter 14, verse 12. The power of asking God in prayers. And I read verse 12 from the New King James Version. Most assuredly, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And that he please he or she. And also greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. Now let's read verse 13. It's a Bible study. So we are going to take it line by line. Here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. So let's look at verse 13 together. Now, it says, Jesus continues, whatever you ask in my name. I want you to pause there first. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, let's now end with verse 14. In verse 14, he now says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That is a very, what's the word I can use? Like an open check. What whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We are looking again tonight as what we talked, as what we titled, the power of asking in prayers. I woke up this morning, and usually when I wake up, I find myself in a place of meditating. You know, by meditating, I'm just kind of deep in thoughts. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful that I slept and I woke up. I can open my eyes. I can breathe. It's a new day. And every new day actually comes with new opportunities, new life, new things. You know, I think it's one of the prophets who said, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. That's the prophet that laments. And that is prophet Jeremiah says it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed because his compassion does not fail. It says, great is his faithfulness. Because they are new every morning. I believe that's in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. And they are new every morning. So every morning, new opportunities, new life. Yesterday's gone, last week's gone. What you and I have is that new day now. And then a blessed hope for tomorrow. So I was meditating. So I wake up like that at times. And usually a thought while meditating usually will come and I keep meditating on that thought. Now, it's something I've practiced for years and it's something that everyone can do, but we actually do it without us realizing. Every one of us meditates. We think, thoughts come to our hearts. And we can hold on to the thoughts or discard the thoughts. We can focus on the thought that comes or just ignore the thought and move on to other things. For example, do you know worry? We are worrying about your next meal, your next job, where the next business will come, where the next contract will come. And you are worrying and worrying and worrying. That is actually an act of meditation. But it's meditation on negative rather than the positive. So we all meditate. We all have the power to think and focus and stay on a particular thought. So the thought that came to me this morning is that you can never go wrong praying like Jesus. We're looking at the power of asking God in prayers. That's our topic. So the thought came to me, you can never go wrong praying like Jesus. You can never go wrong praying like Jesus. And the more I meditated on this, you know, all through today, another thought linked it up for me, linked up with the original thought I had in the morning. And it was that you can never go wrong praying like Jesus. You can never go wrong led by the Spirit of God to pray. Praying as you are led by the Spirit of God. So you can never go wrong praying like Jesus, the way Jesus prayed. And you can never go wrong if your prayer is led by the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible tells us that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Bible tells us that we don't even know what to pray for. Romans chapter 8. We don't. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought to pray. We don't. Say, but likewise, the Holy Spirit. That's the book of Romans chapter 8, I believe from verse 26. So likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us to pray, helps our weaknesses, helps us. We don't know what to pray for. We, you know, at times we know what we want or need. We know what's lacking, but we don't know how to pray for what, how to ask for what is lacking. We're looking tonight, the power of asking in prayers. You can never go wrong praying like Jesus. You can never go wrong praying as you are led by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will help us to pray exactly the mind of God over every particular issue. So I want you to focus tonight on maybe a particular issue that you're going through, and you want to ask God to help you for that particular issue. And I want us, as we go in this study, to apply what we're about to learn, the power of asking. Now, the Lord Jesus was saying that, look, if you believe on me, that John chapter 14, what I do, in other words, the works that I do, the things you see me doing, the things you've had me that I've done, that you too you will do. And you even do greater than I did. He said, because I go to the Father. I go to my Father. He now said in verse 13, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father will be glorified in the Son. And then he now says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So the blanket, or the blank check, not blanket, sorry, the blank check we have is ask anything, but ask it in my name, and then in context, because you believe in me. Because that's what verse 12 says. In fact, the original manuscript puts it, you believe on me, you believe in me. You know, I don't know if the media can help us and bring up the King James Version of that John chapter 14. If we can read it in the King James Version, but if not, I will try and read it from here. John chapter 14, especially that verse number 12. Okay, let me read from the Amplified. I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, anyone who believes in me as Savior will also do the things that I do. And he will even do, and will do even greater things than these in extent and outreach, because I'm going to the Father. Verse 13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. This will I do, so that the Father will be glorified and celebrated in the Son. The power of asking. If you notice there, the emphasis that the Lord Jesus is putting there is two emphases. One, you believe in me. And secondly, you ask. You believe and you ask. Now, I've seen instances in the Bible. Remember the thought I shared with us, my meditation this morning. You can never go around praying like Jesus. That is, have you ever tried to study how Jesus prayed? What Jesus prayed for? Have you ever taken your time to just do a little study? What are the things that Jesus prayed for? He asked for. How did he pray? So, he says, whatever you ask in my name, watch what I do. You see, that I was sharing with someone just before maybe an hour ago before I came online. And we were talking about asking in prayer, asking in prayer. That I realized that we pray, we talk, we declare in prayer, but as subtle as this may be, we don't ask. Or rather, we ask for the wrong things, which James was explaining, that we pray amiss. We don't ask for the right things. So you can't go wrong asking the way Jesus asked, or asking as the Holy Spirit will lead you and I to ask. So, the power of asking. But we don't ask. We don't ask. So, for example, I told the person, I said, have you ever asked God, for example, to bless you? We went to look at Jabez. You know, young man called Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The story is there from verse 9. You know, the story of Jabez. Jabez is very popular. We pray the prayer of Jabez. You know, what is known as the prayer of Jabez. The background story, like you all know, sorrow, conceived in sorrow, labor to give birth to him, sorrow. And the mother decided to describe his life and channel and program his life and destiny to be sorrowful, to be a reminder of sorrow. And this guy realized that his life, from what we can see in the Bible, was trailed with sorrow. He wasn't having a good life. He wasn't living a blessed life. But one day, he decided to ask. Ask for what? He could have asked that God should punish his mother. Have you ever thought about that? For giving him such a bad name. He could have asked that God should kill his mother. He should have gotten angry with society and asked God to, anybody who calls him sorrow again, that fire and brimstone should fall upon their lives. He could have asked for all that. He could have been very bitter because his life was trailed with sorrow. But Jabez did not ask for any of those things. Anything he could have asked for. What did he ask for? He asked that God should bless him. And not just bless him. Please, people, note it. Bless me indeed. I don't want blessings that, you know, I can just sing about. Bless me with a good voice. Bless me with good. Bless me indeed. And he went further to describe what he wanted. Enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. Keep me from evil. Don't let me ever experience pain again, that I may not cause pain. And the Bible said God granted him what he asked for. So the question with the conversation I was having with this person is that, what are the things we ask for? We spend 3 hours praying at times. Check what you're asking for. You know, some of us don't realize also, and I don't mean any disrespect, because of the way life has treated us, treated our family, treated our ancestors, treated our lineage, treated our skin pigmentation, our race, in quote, we have become so militant that anytime we're praying, it's always, you know, a kind of a prayer where you are battling, fighting, asking God to kill this, asking God to deal with that and all that. Listen, I look at Jabez. Jabez asked. What he asked was what he was granted. So what are you asking? The power of asking God in prayers. What are you? What am I asking when I pray? Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name is what I will do. Is what I will do. Okay? Now, let's see how we can know what we should ask for in his name. And, you know, I was meditating also about, what did Jesus mean, what you ask in my name? What is it that he meant by that? And I've come to understand that what he meant is not that mention my name in prayer, and whatever you ask, because you mention my name, I will do it. No, people. Let me try and give us a little analogy. Have you heard of name dropping? When they say someone is dropping a name, like you want a favor from someone, and you know that the person you want to go ask favor from and is fond on respect somebody let's say, let me just put it this way, Jack and Jill, right? You need a favor from Jill, and you know, okay, no, let me use my good friend. Let me use my good friend, Terry Eckersley, and his wife, Jill, okay? So you need a favor from Jill, the wife of Terry. And then you go to Jill and you say, you know what? Terry said I should ask you for this and that and that. And you know, because she's in love with Terry, because Jill is in love with Terry, whatever you ask, because you mentioned Terry and it's in her power, she will do it for you because you mentioned Terry. So now imagine you now go to Jill again. Maybe you ask for a perfume, okay? Because I know Jill manages a store in Matlock where they sell free advert for Jill now. Apothecary and perfumes and soaps, body lotion. You need to visit Matlock, okay? Right, so you go there and you say, Terry, ask me that you should give me one of the perfumes here. She knows Terry. Terry's her husband. And she gives you the perfume because you asked and you dropped the name of Terry. Now you go back and then the perfume is over. And then you go back to Jill again. And you said, Jill, I know you love Terry. And I know you will do anything in the name of Terry. When, you know, Terry has asked me to ask you to give me a gun. I want to go shoot someone. And you should give me a gun. Or give me a gun. And then, you know, all these perfumes and oils you sell. Is there anyone that is very poisonous? Give me one that is very poisonous so I can go. If I shoot the person with a gun and the gun doesn't do the job, or rather, if I give the person the poison, a poisonous oil, and doesn't do the job, I can shoot them. And I'm coming to tell you, to give me the name of Terry. Now, what do you think Jill will do? Will Jill give you a gun? Will Jill give you one of her oils that is poisonous for the sake of you going to kill someone? Jill won't give you. Do you know why? Because Jill knows it is not in the nature, it is not in the character, it is not in the ability of the one you dropped his name, Terry, to do such things. So Jill will not give you, even if Jill has a gun. And Jill will not give you the oil you asked for. You went to ask in the name of Terry, but you didn't ask in the nature, character, and the ability of what Terry does. That is what it means to ask in the name of Jesus. When we are asking in the name of Jesus, bring that scripture back. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. What Jesus is saying is that whatever you ask that is in my nature, in my character, in my ability to do, that is what I will do. So you can't just ask for anything, people. And that is what James was describing as praying amiss, asking for the wrong thing. And God will not entertain such prayers. Why did God answer Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9? 10, 11. Because what everything Jabez asked for, let's go back to that prayer. Everything Jabez asked God for, he asked, was in the nature of God to do, the ability of God, and in the character of God. Look at it. God, bless me indeed. Is it in the nature, character of God to bless? It is. So you and I, we ask God to bless us before we're asking him to kill our enemies. And that was why also God was so impressed with a young man called Solomon. He became a king. And he asked God for, listen, wisdom and understanding. One translation tells us he asked for wisdom. Another says he asked for understanding to rule the people so that he can rule well. Is it in the character of God to give wisdom and understanding? Yes. If you read Proverbs, for example, I'm just flowing the spirit now, chapter 4. It says, get wisdom, get understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding also. Get wisdom. Ask for wisdom. James, the same James, teaches that if you lack wisdom, ask God for wisdom. There are many things we can ask God for. God was impressed with Solomon. You could have asked me to kill all your enemies, silence them, punish them, make all of them die. But no, you ask for wisdom, you ask for understanding, you ask for knowledge. Come on. God said, you know what? I will give you, and I will also bless you, enlarge you, make you very prosperous. Let's go back to Jabez. So let's see. Is it in the nature and the character of God? Is it in the ability of God to bless? Yes. When God made mankind, the first thing he did was to bless, saying, be fruitful. So is it in the nature of God to make you fruitful? Yes. So it means I can ask God for whatever is in his nature to do, and he will do it. That's what Jesus was saying. Is it in the nature of God to enlarge Jabez's territory? Yes. God made man and said, be fruitful, multiply. Multiplication, I put it to you, when you're multiplying, your territory is enlarging. Why don't we focus on this power we have to ask God for what is his nature, character, and ability to do, rather than chasing frivolities, trying to get revenge, trying to settle scores, being bitter, asking God to kill those your enemies, kill those your neighbor that spoke to you rudely, asking God to send fire on them? Why don't you ask God, your hand to be with me? I want your hand upon my life. The Bible says that eternal God is our home. Underneath are his everlasting arms. Why don't you and I ask that God should keep us from evil? Keep us from evil. Listen, the Bible is clear. The world we live in is, we are surrounded by evil. Jesus himself said, sufficient for every day is the evil thereof. But you know what? Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek what is the heart, the mind, what is in the domain of God to do, what is in God's character to do. Keep me from evil. Take away pain. Is it in the nature of God to heal you from that pain? It is. Are you asking? Are you asking indeed? What has been the focus of your prayers for the past 1 week? 1 month? 1 year? Oh, yes. You've been praying the same prayers, asking for the same thing. I'm giving a word of knowledge tonight, and you realize the situation has not changed. Check what you are been asking. The power of God in the power of asking God in prayers. Let's go back to John chapter 14. I perceive we're going to pray tonight. I seriously perceive we're going to pray tonight. I perceive you are going to ask tonight. You are going to ask differently tonight. I perceive very, very strongly that there's something stirring. Somebody's already even asking, while I am, as I'm speaking. Your thoughts is being activated now. You are thinking differently now. Rather than asking God to punish your spouse, punish your husband, why don't you ask God to bless? Oh Lord. John chapter 14. Let me show us something I saw. And then we tied up with the next door neighbor of John chapter 14. If that's all we're going to do tonight, and we will pray, and you will ask, and I will ask, and God will do what he said he will do, because God cannot lie. Listen, in John chapter 14, if you go down, okay, let's go down to verse 23. Okay, look at this, people. The power of asking God in prayers. We want to tie something together. How do I know what to ask for? How do I know that what I'm asking for is in the nature and the character and the ability of God to do? Okay? Because some of us have been praying and asking, you've been dropping the name of Jesus, but you are name dropping. It's not in his character to do the things you've been dropping, using his name for. Jesus answered and said to them, John chapter 14, verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Oh, come on. Please, take this slowly. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And then my Father will love him. And we will come to him. And we'll make our home with him. Please stop there. Just stop. If you love me, you will keep my word. We are talking about asking God in prayers. And what should we ask God for in prayers? Jesus said, if you love me, then you will keep my word, which means you and I should find out what his word is and make sure that we are abiding by that. Because if we do that, he's saying that himself and the Father will make our home with him. That is what it means to have God's presence. You know, we are following a theme this May, a word we asked for last year when we had a retreat as a local assembly in Liverpool. We do that every year, praying last 12 days of every year for the next 12 months of the following year. We don't wait till we enter into a new year to ask for what will happen in the following year, because that is what Jesus said the Holy Spirit does. He will show us things to come. But do we ask the Holy Spirit for things to come? If you don't ask, you don't receive. So we ask, and we got the word that we should pray always, and we should always abide in the presence of him who is our shepherd, the good shepherd. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd of the sheep. So let's go back to this John chapter 14, that verse that we're looking at. We will make our home. So I keep his word that guarantees God's presence will always be with me. Now look at the next verse. And then we'll tie it up with another scripture. And we will pray. He who does not love me, he says what? Does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but my Father's who sent me. What is the key of knowing what to ask for? Knowing his word. But let me now show you, and we will pray. Let's go to next door neighbor of John chapter 14, which is John chapter 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And verse number 7. Come on. You love me, you will keep my word. You keep my word, my Father and I, we will love you, and you will always feel our presence. We will be with you. And now it says in John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me, that means you are where my presence is. And how do we abide in him? He told us earlier, through his word. That's how you abide with him. You keep his word. Whatever he says is what we do. Whatever he tells us to pray for is what we pray for. Whatever he asks us to ask for is what we ask for. How do we know what to ask for? His word. What he said he will do. That's what God will do. That's what God will do, what he said he will do. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he not promised? Shall he not bring it to pass? Numbers chapter, is it 23 or 22, verse 19? What God will do is what God promised. What God will bring to pass is what God promised. What God will, come on. He said, my presence. And my words, he said, if you abide in me, look at it again, my words abide where? In you. Can you see the power of asking now? That is when you will ask what you desire. And whatever you desire, which as a result of my words abiding in you is what shall be done for you. In other words, my desire is now the word of God. Whatever God says is what I desire. That's what God will do. When he said, I will ask whatever I desire. And what I desire is what he will do for me. What do I desire? His word. I look at the word and I ask. I know his word. I keep his word. I have his presence. I know his word. I keep his word. He abides in me. I abide in him. I know his word. His words abide in me. He's in me. I do the word. The word becomes my desire. And those desires in my heart, that is his word, is what will be done to me. Whatever you ask in my name. So what are you going through? And ask yourself, is it the desire of God? Is it in the ability and the nature and character of God to give you those things? Are you sick in your body? Have the doctors said some things? They've put you on treatment. They've diagnosed. They've done everything. Is it the desire of God to bless you and give you good health? Is it in the nature and character of God to heal you? The Bible tells us, I said, we can never go wrong praying like Jesus. Jesus was going about healing, doing good. Is there any good that you want God to do for you? Will it be good for you to be healed? And let me tell you the power of asking. Is it the will of God that, yes, you have sinned, you've messed up your life? Is it the will of God that you should die in that sin? No. It is the will of God that your sins should be forgiven. It is the will of God that you should not perish, that your life should not be destroyed, but that you should be saved. It is the will of God. And it says, when you are forgiven, bless the Lord, O my soul. The psalmist captured in Psalm 103. Then every iniquity, he will heal. Can we pray? The power of asking in prayers. I don't know if the media, please, can you bring a background music instrumental and let us pray 5 minutes. And you can help us. Prayer point tonight. If we pray according to the will of God, he hears us. He doesn't just hear. He will grant us the petitions, everything that we desire, according to his nature, character, and ability in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for 5 minutes. I tried to time the prayer of Jabez. Jabez did not pray for long. Children, start asking. Start asking. Can we pray? Father, we want to thank you right now. I want to say thank you. I really, really want to say thank you. Because you are a good Father. Not to destroy me. You want to give me direction in life. You want to show me the way to go. You don't want me to perish in ignorance. I ask you for bless me. I ask you to bless me. If there's any area of my life where I'm not experiencing your blessing, tonight, bless me. And bless me indeed. Bless me, O God. Bless me. Take me away from every path that is not the path of righteousness that you want me to be on. Bless me. Bless me financially. Bless me materially. Bless me spiritually. Bless me. Empower me to prosper. To prosper. Let me lack no good thing. Let me lack no good thing. You are my shepherd. I shall not want. whatever I need, thank you, because you've made the provision and you will guide me to where that provision is. I pray, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. Let your hand be upon me, your everlasting hand. Guide me, let me not miss it in life. Heal me. Whatever diagnosis has been diagnosed, heal. Let there be healing tonight. Please pray for yourself. Jabez prayed for himself. When last did you pray for yourself? That's one of the things I realize. I pray for people. I don't pray for myself. Do you have a need in your life? Ask right now. Let your hand be upon me, Heavenly Father. Keep me from evil. Take away everything that is causing me distress and pain. Every disease, physically, in the body, in the mind, everything that has taken away my ease, my sorrow. Lord Jesus, thank you. You went about doing good. You said, if we love you and believe in you, the works you did, we will do greater works. You spoke your word. You sent your word. You cast out devils with your mouth. I say in the name of Jesus, everybody being tormented by any evil spirit right now, I rebuke that evil spirit tormenting your soul. That oppression, that depression, that is making you sorrowful, that has put you in that dark place, I command the light of God to shine into that darkness where you are. Show you the way out. And I say in the name of Jesus, rise up, take up your bed and walk. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. All your needs are met in the name of Jesus. That financial situation is sorted. That job situation, that circle, that career, that direction you need is given to you. Go! Hear the word of the Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you for helping us to pray. Thank you. From now on, we will ask and we experience the power of asking and receiving, seeking and finding, knocking and being open. And Lord, as I've prayed before I came on this, I ask you, Lord, answer everybody's prayers. Answer every single prayer. Let every single person have an encounter with you. And I thank you because I know you've heard, you've answered, and it is done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. To you be all the glory.